Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All righty. Good morning, everyone. I am so thrilled to have so many different people on the line from literally all over North America. It's always a treat to start the weekend, if we can say that you start the weekend early on a Saturday morning. It's always a treat to start it with so many of you who are like-minded and ready to embrace and enhance your education by listening to the variety of people that bless us every single Saturday. And today is no exception. And, you know, Bill, what was funny last night, Stacey and I were sitting down talking about this morning's call, Stacey being my bride, for those of you who don't know the Vance and Stacey Rogers duo. And I said, how would you pronounce that last name? And she looked at it and she said, just call him Bill. I feel terrible because I've never asked you. We've known each other for years now, and I've never even asked you how to pronounce your last name.
Well, Vance, it's when you do have children like you do, it's a phonics program is always good.
Okay.
Phonics is the Winnie-yuck. The Winnie-yuck. And it works perfectly with you, with all your nation in the United States, because it's a Z versus a Z.
Okay. All right. Well, now that we've got that established, we can jump on into everything. And so for those of you who are new or old to Nikan, either way, whether you're a wellness consultant that has been around the block a few times, you know, a few years, or you are, you know, just kind of feeling your way through this thing, one of the things that one of the key factors that has separated Nikan from not only in the network marketing world, but from anything else that's out there, is we have, at least from my experience here in North America, we've always prided ourselves on introducing people to Nikan by showing them. I know that my parents worked in the industry for 14 years with a nutritional company called Shaklee. And they had some demos, but usually it was a lot of education, a lot of explaining to people why this product was better than the others, why they should do this. And we can do that in Nikan, and we do have some very gifted technical minds like Dave Balzer and Roger Drummer, and I could, you know, think of several others over the years that have helped us understand why Nikan solutions do what they do. But it's far greater, what I have learned, it's far greater to show people. And we have some wonderful, wonderful ways to do that with all of Nikan's solutions, every single one of them that we have. And so I've asked Bill to share, because Bill has, developed a knack for being able to methodically explain and show people what we have to offer by demonstration. Is that a good way to say it, Bill?
A very good way to say it, Vance. As a matter of fact, when we first started talking about this call, you talked about it as to how to use muscle testing in your business, in your Nikan business. Now, there are many other applications that we can use for what we do. We're going to find out a little bit about that. We may just touch very briefly on some of them this morning, and we may have to expand it out in later times, but for the most part, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about, for a lot of your listeners, how to do it, how to get our experience in it. Now, unfortunately, Vance, before you started recording, we heard about everyone and their temperatures and across North America. Unfortunately, we can't do anything for predicting right up in the middle of the continent here. We're surely in North Dakota, or us in Winnipeg in the center, but there's many other things that we can do with it.
And Bill, before we even jump into this, I think maybe we should allow people to at least a couple minutes worth of your background, and because I know your occupational background does not lend a lot as far as experience in what we're talking about, which I think is the most beautiful thing about talking about this subject, is because you don't have to have a degree in homeopathic medicine or, you know, in anything in the medical field to understand really the simplicity of how the body works. You just kind of get out there and be a little bold and have some fun with this. So tell us a little bit about yourself for the record.
Vance, I came from a financial planning background. I worked with a lot of people in different ways as far as getting them on track to look at their goals to go forward. And as we know with Nikan, with our five pillars, it's all related as far as just how they all fit together. The financial part is very significant. So I got burned out and in that area and had some time off, and that had to do with some things that happened in my life around the beginning of the century. No, it wasn't the millennium that caused anything there. It was just things with people and deaths and dying and all those kind of things. And so things evolved. Things have evolved, I would say, constantly through that process of always looking for, as well, looking for better health. I was always on the mode to do better for myself because of injuries, car accidents, and the body not responding to where I wanted it to be at, because I'm very competitive in my sporting, my recreation life, and how I saw myself, how I pictured myself. So things just continued on into the point after I did move away from the financial planning a career to always find something more, always looking, and that's when I discovered Nikan.
And through that process, I know, Bill, because you and I have talked a lot, and what you and Giselle have been able to do with that is, because again, I think of a financial planner as one who is pretty methodical and, you know, kind of definitely more in the analytical quadrant versus the supporter or the promoter. Maybe more leaning more towards the controller side of things, and so maybe that's probably what you know, definitely created the curiosity for, hey, not so much how do these things work, how do the Nikan solutions work, because we're always curious of that, but really what makes them work, or and how can we maximize the benefits in our body to really get. I mean, because I look at the clock right now, and I've been awake for all of 30 minutes at this point. I usually wake up without an alarm every single day, but last night we were up quite late chatting. We have a daughter in Mexico that returns tomorrow, and so we're kind of anxious for all that. She's been down there on a work project. But I know that when my feet hit my slippers and my M-strides, and then I put the jade green zymes under my tongue, with my immunity, and I start drinking the water out of the waterfall, that everything starts clicking in a very short, rapid amount of time. And so for me, it's always been get on these things and start utilizing them. And it's been for me, again, going back 21 and a half years now, from the get-go with what Dennis Williams shared with our family in my parents' living room, is yes, he presented me, Ken, but he showed us. So what's the simplest way for the people that are listening right now that go, Vance, I don't have a clue what you and Bill are talking about because I've never been shown before. What's the easiest one or kind of a go-to one that you always, in demonstrating what Nikan has to offer, what do we do?
Well, Vance, our topic today is energy testing, muscle testing, and that is a huge way that people can give others a life experience as to what we have. And I would say that that's the way that I got my start in this business. My sponsor here in Winnipeg, Charlie, member of the same golf club. Charlie, what is that thing in your back, on your waist? And Charlie proceeded to pull out his back flex. He showed it to me. He didn't do any testing with the back flex, but he pulled his insoles out of his shoes and did a test right in the middle of the club room in front of a whole bunch of people. Well, I had originally been introduced to energy testing from way back in the 80s with a herbalist, and then with a chiropractor, a set of chiropractors. I still use them today, and they still do some muscle testing. I learned something on the just a couple weeks ago again from one part of that team, and which I'm starting to use. And so that gave me a life experience there, and I knew that there was something to this, and it made me look further. Giselle at that time too was, her arthritis, her rheumatoid was starting to act more severe, and she was anxious to find something, and so together we started exploring more as far as just what that process is. And so that for everyone out there, for Vance's Nation, there's a way for all of us to bring this to someone else, and it's just as simple as learning muscle testing. Now, one of the things that I know, and we've talked about it, Vance, is that I'm going to say a majority of people that are around us as consultants do not use muscle testing. And Vance, could you get everyone to put up their hands and say whether they use that they don't use muscle? I guess we can't quite do that.
Do that on the phone. But I agree with you 100% because you and I both use the term muscle testing or energy testing. And I still know that there's people listening right now that don't have the foggiest clue what you're talking about. When Charlie did what he did in the club room, describe what he did for you.
Well, he had me stand on the, I can't remember exactly, but he had me stand on the insoles. And with that, I think it was my arm out to my side. And he went through the process of with and without. And so that it worked like a charm. I was open to it, and so being open to it, it worked. There's something to this. And after he left, and I'm standing there sort of dumbfounded, and I'm wondering what the heck went on, I chased him out to the parking lot and started talking to him, and said, we got to talk more about this. A little did I know, of course, Charlie's lips were watery, because he thought, well, here I have somebody here that's interested, and I can start doing my business. You know, it's just that easy, Ben. We give people a life experience like that, then they're going to want to know more. And I shouldn't say they, most of them will, a lot of them will. And we know that some will and some won't. And how does that go? Some will, some won't. So what? And next.
Yeah, some will, some won't. Stop whining. So what? There's like six of them, I think, and basically it's next. Keep going, and there are people, and I know from experience, and I want you to share some of the other avenues, and I know that just for reality's sake, or just for quick review, if you're shy, and I will defer to my dear friend Jean Brock, who said to me years ago that she learned from a college professor because she, I can't remember if she was getting ready to give a speech or an oratory, whatever it was, but she said to her professor, you know, I've always been shy and I'm not really comfortable, you know, at this. And the professor looked at her and said, well, that's fine. Because if you're going to be shy, you're just going to be selfish. Because shy is a form of selfishness. And Jean said that little kicker in the rear end, changed her life. And if I could challenge and exhort and encourage people that if you're afraid of doing what Bill and I are talking about, you need to get over it because you're really doing yourself a disservice and the people around you. And the concept of Kaizen, what Nikan, the five pillars, is birthed on, is what can we do today to improve our lives so that we can be of better service to those around us. So we gotta come out of that shyness if we're afraid to try this. I mean, afraid to do this. And Bill, you, I know that you would encourage people to, practice, to, you know, play around with it. And at the same time, I would encourage people just to go for broke and have some fun with your next person that you, you know, talk to Nikan. Or maybe it's somebody that you've already talked to Nikan. Say, hey, would you humor me? I'm not really familiar in doing this, but can you put your arms straight out in front of you? And can you interlock your fingers together, you know, the palms of your hands, and put them straight out? And can you resist up on the count of three when I gently pull down? And I think it's important, Bill, and I'd love to get your perspective on this, standing off to the side, because there is an energy connection that our bodies give off.
There is many ways that one can approach this, and we're looking at some very simple things here this morning, but start with just practicing on those on your team, those around you that are enthusiastic about using the products and want to use the products that are part of you. And so that the more that we know, the more that we practice, the better that we're going to get at it. So we have to gain some skills. We all have these skills and this intuitive ability to read it and to start to discover it. And but just that simple way that you said, Vance, yes, there's that. We can start with just some simple ways of whether your arms out in front or your arm to the side. And again, we should first find out from someone that we are going to test if we're using the arms and whether they're hurting anywhere. And so if they're hurting anywhere, we don't want to create any more complications there. We want to work with them. As a matter of fact, they are hurting a little. You could show them how some simple testing can actually strengthen their weakness. And you could show this how easy it is to do this testing and to illustrate just where their weakness can be, not be as much of a hindrance. And so, find out that first and then start the process of showing someone how to use the arm test, that you're going to push down or you're going to push up. Give some very easy instructions as to what we're going to use, or whether we're standing on the insole or whether we have something at our navel that we could put right at our navel. And people are going to see the resistance. Again, we're going to create resistance. We should focus on what we're actually doing there as far as getting the proper process. One thing I do have to say, Vance, is that within the process, there are things that can come into the picture that can get more complicated, like the subconscious mind. We won't get into that very much today, but it can play a part as far as who this can work on and who it may not work on. And so we want to always be looking down, because we want to bring the subconscious mind into play versus looking up, which brings the conscious mind into play. The conscious mind is very weak as compared to the subconscious mind. If you've ever listened to something from Dr. George Pratt, look him up on the net, but I learned some very interesting things a couple years back as far as just the significance of the self-conscious mind. And so that we want to activate what is right versus what is wrong. And so the subconscious mind will actually play a big part in that to start the test. And so that when we look down, we always want to look down, and then we could start to apply a little bit of downward pressure, having our subject, our prospect, resist. They're going to see the resistance. And then from there, we could take them off the insoles if that's what we're using, and do the test again. there doesn't have to be very much pressure. You could show a couple fingers, you could show a little bit of resistance, or you could show a little bit of application with the whole hand. But it's just depending on the process that you want to use just to illustrate how easy it is that you're not going to get resistance with doing the test without the insoles or whatever tool that we have at our disposal, whether it's water or a mag boy, anything that we have around us that we can use to test with. So, and then go back to it and just review it and just go over it again so that people can get that feeling that, oh yes, this is not trickery, anything like that, but it's making sure that they get that a good enough experience that they're going to want to see more.
Well, and I know, Bill, when you say using the M strides or the mag steps, any of our insoles, the mag boy, the mag duo, water, air, you can do the same thing with a Niken rollout, which I'll put a plug in, right now if you want to really understand the science of the Niken rollout, next Wednesday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Dave Balzer and Julie Tara will be presenting Mastering the Niken Rollout, demonstrations that work, and how we can simulate a full night's sleep in a 15 to 20 minute experience. And Niken, in my experience, I don't remember a corporate call ever taking place with both a corporate entity like Dave Balzer and then somebody from the field as talented and gifted and as wonderful as Julie Tara, both being on a call to talk about this. So, but how do we do that? I want to throw in here, you know, when it comes to showing people the benefits of Niken's water, because I think sleep, water, air, nutrition, and then daytime energy, and everyday aches and pains, bumps and bruises, that kind of thing, looking at those five different areas, the water is one of the ones that I really have the most fun with. Most of the time, you know, it's just having the insoles that are on my body. I may not have my water bottle, but if I do, and I have another source of water, or standing in our kitchen sink, is just going right over to the tap, giving them a sip of water, and say, does that taste okay? You know, and they say, well, yeah, it tastes like good, clean water. And then testing their energy, pulling down on their arms a little bit, or pulling their middle finger and their thumb, having them make a loop with their middle finger and thumb and pulling them apart. I like the arms better because it's more, and explaining and doing it very slow, exactly how you're describing, Bill, very methodical and looking down so they know exactly what you're going to be doing, but talking them through that. And whether you start with the Niken Pymag water or you start with tap water, either way, they'll notice a difference. And I really like, and I want to stress what you just said, of doing it again. And doing it again, doing it several times, so they see that there's no trickery involved.
There's a number of different ways that you can use it with water. And again, you could have a variety of waters. Your tap water, you could have a bottle water. A bottle water, it can be a reverse osmosis or it can be a distilled. And of course, we have our own Pymag water. And you can go back and forth. You can either have them drink it. If you happen to be out in the wilderness somewhere or out in town or shopping and you only have your own water bottle, you can put your water bottle with Pymag water, put it against their navel. It's just below your rib cage. And they don't have to drink it. The body's energy system will pick up that what is there. And the body works in very amazing ways just to get a reading. So you don't actually have to eat something. You don't have to drink something, but you can still do the test by using something on your navel. Now it's hard to do it if somebody is very weak, and you should be using the two hand method where you go straight up in front of you with wrist upon wrist, and it's hard for them to hold it on their navel, so you might have to put something like a power chip or something in their pocket or stand on the insoles, whatever. You can do that test as such, with straight out in front, you could be pushing, you could be resisting, having them resist down or having them resist up as far as a balance test. But there's, again, there's different ways that we can be creative. And just because they can't have a sip of your, get your germs from your water bottle, you can still do the test with them. They may have their own water bottle with them, of which it's their reverse osmosis water bottle, and have them test it the same way, right against their navel. Give some explanation as to what is happening. You know what is happening, Mr. Prospect. You have an energy system. Your energy system is always working. Now, is it deficient or is it not deficient? So we can be, we don't have to get too complicated in how, what kind of information we bring to them in that instance. Or someone may want to be a little more technical, and that way we can be a little bit more prepared to answer a little bit more complicated questions. Or maybe that's the time for a three-way. I know of Vance Rogers, who he can answer that question. I've seen him do some amazing tests, and let's get Vance on the line, and Vance could talk more about that particular situation. So again, we can use this, Vance, to expand your business, expand your coaching abilities. I have on my card that besides an independent wellness consultant, I'm an environmental wellness and lifestyle coach. Now, we are a coach to everyone around us, ourselves included. And so that the best that we can use this energy testing, this muscle testing, then we can keep not only expanding our business, but we can also use it to expand your own health potential, or your health potential of your family, health potential of your team, health potential of everyone out there. Part of our five pillars, healthy family, healthy society. So it just keeps going further as to how we can use this creative way to do lots for ourselves, to do something for everyone out there, and spread the word.
Bill, I wanna in the time that we have remaining, I want to focus in on self-testing, because you and I have talked about that over our a few years. What is it? What are some simple ways to self-test?
Well, the main way that I've learned, and there are a few ways out there that I haven't quite mastered or felt, is again, we have that intuitive ability to feel something. Simply to standing straight up and down. Well, I guess hopefully we're standing straight up and down. but to, if we're standing the first thing to do is to just clear the body. Now, I don't know why we use this, but just below the neck, we see the feel the collarbone, just below that. Do a little rub on that just to clear. Now, you could take, whether you're going to take a green time, like Giselle is holding in her hand right now, or take a one of our nutritional products and hold it there. You can put the head down. I like to put the head down. You don't even have to concentrate on it. Feel where it takes you, whether it takes you forward or whether it takes you back. When you go forward, it's a yes answer. My body likes it. When you go back, it's my body doesn't like it. The ultimate test is using some sugar. If you test forward, if you feel yourself moving forward, now when you get to use this, it's just like, for me, it feels like my body is being thrown forward and thrown back. Or maybe gently forward or gently back. That's the strength that your test is. Just like when you do a test with one arm, you should be able to test after a while when you get experience whether it's a strong test or whether it's a weak test. So you can tell how strong that something that you're testing is or how good it is. Or one water against another. How strong it is versus another. You may find that, yes, some spring water is testing weaker than our Pymag water. It means that, hey, there's something here. It's good. It's just like on the water experiment we see with the four the four different water types, tap water, reverse osmosis, well water, and our Tiemag water. Well water looks pretty good there, but not as good as our water, so it just doesn't test as good. I found that when you're testing certain bottles of spring water or other water. And so that when we do a self-test, we could find out more regarding the particular thing that we are testing, or we could test more as to just how much we should be using. And so that this is where it can get a little bit more complicated, but to your benefit, you're going to know more as to just how much joint formula should I be using because of my arthritis or because of my bad knee? Or when do I take my multi? Do I take it one at a time at a different parts of the day, or I take a couple at a time, or do I take something before bedtime? Or so the sky's the limit. Just go out there and play with it and discover it, because it's fun. It's very fun. Now you can get on to showing this to your to people on your team so that they can be more in tune. We get asked questions constantly. Vance, when do I use this? When do I use that? And again, we can use self-testing to show ourselves and to find out exactly what is happening in our bodies. And again, it's not only your body reacting, but it's your subconscious giving that answer. The subconscious is very important. That could be a whole new topic all by itself.
Well, we definitely need to make it a whole new topic, but if I understand you correctly, it really is just standing vertical, erect, and tipping your head forward a little bit and holding different things, whether it's the nutritionals or the water, holding it up to your navel.
Well, not to your navel, one of your major chakras.
And just basically kind of taking a deep breath and figuring out how do I feel? What is this making me do? And there's nothing, you use the word trickery. Now, as you've been sharing, I've just been, playing around on YouTube and just typing in a variety of different keywords.
Right.
And, energy testing. And there's a lot of people that are, coming against this, but there is way more out there, people, just folks like you and I, who are doing simple demonstrations. And if you type in Nikan energy testing, you're going to find a lot of different examples. One that I would refer to again and again and again. And it's not because the guy who's talking right now is the one who did it, but because it was very, very significant to me, in that somebody in a hallway at a Nikan event simply said, Vance, can you do that energy test that you talked about on the phone with me when we were chatting? And I said, sure. And my friend Diane Cook volunteered, but if you type in on YouTube, Nikan M-Strides, that's it, just Nikan M-Strides, the number one video that's going to pop up is, of course, the Nikan M-Strides. And that's Nikan's excellent, 4-minute video. And then right below that is this energy test that I did with Diane. And what I want to remind folks is that she had on her body at that time 6 other Nikan solutions. And I don't remember all the list of 6 of them, but bracelets, and she had power patches taped to her back because of, different issues that she's dealt with. But even with all of those solutions already on her body, the significance was profound, how much more her body responded favorably when standing on the M-Strides.
And that is one of the reasons why I had to bring in your subconscious. Your subconscious discerns what is being tested, and regardless of what else is on your body. It's uncanny how it works. And that is exactly true. I've done many tests with people that have a variety of things on them, or even those consultants around us when we're doing some kind of a demo and so the subconscious will discern what is right and what is wrong, what is being tested and what is not being tested. One thing I like to caution people as to when they're doing the test, focus on what they're doing, what they are testing. So in other words, you could start off by finding out
that someone will is agreeable to testing. So you could say it. Vance is agreeable to doing this testing, doing the muscle test on the arm, and you're going to. I haven't seen it where someone's body does not accept that. So they will test. You will test strong, and you also get a feel for how strong do they test. You want to get a feel for the person and what their body is, how it is responding. Is it a testing weak? Is it testing really, really strong? So now you have a gauge so that when you start to test something, whether it's on the insoles or whether it's with a multi, you can see just how strong their body is testing to that. And so that, and also that the majority of people have an open mind, but there are those out there where testing will just not work.
Sure.
But those that are skeptical, those that think this is phooey and don't want to participate. And so try read that. Just like we read people, we read them, we can see how we trust them and when we see them and how we relate them. The same way in energy testing. Where are they at? Are they actually participating with? If they're not participating with an energy test, then maybe go to another type of test, a flexibility test, so that you can. So in other words, they don't have to show any pressure on regarding resistance, but flexibility will demonstrate to them just how much more flexible they are. Now there we run into. I go to the gym. We run into big people. That, well, how am I going to do this energy test on them? They're going to power through it. We can't use that. So a flexibility test may be a more appropriate thing. So whatever testing we want to do then, we have to discern exactly what process are we going to use. And this comes with experience. And believe me, it is an experience because there's many times that I haven't gotten it right because I see that I'm testing or on a test. The skeptical person sitting there being quiet, and I said, oh, I should have known that this person was skeptical and that, and they poo-pooed everything, and it turned up to be a pretty big challenge with working within that group, and sometimes it became negative. So we gotta be careful and be smart as to how we do it. Your test that you did with Diane Cook works better with the small person.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this many times because that small person, oh, they don't have any strength, their energy, they look frail. And well, when they do that test, and it works like a charm, and again, versus somebody that's big and strong, that's going to be powerful anyways, and you won't see that difference. So again, just watch how we do it.
Yeah, and I think when I just poked around in the last few minutes and saw what I could come up with on YouTube, you just keep looking and you'll see. Again, there's a lot of other stuff that gets somehow related to different things, so don't get caught up because you could waste an hour real quick. But most of these energy tests are very short, they're concise, and there's a variety of people that have posted things on YouTube. I know there's a wealth of stuff that Dave Johnson has posted and several that I saw that my dear friend Bob Bellevue has posted. Worldwide Wellness is what his company name is, and there's several videos that are there. But I think, and then again, I would reiterate, as you just said, kind of go with your gut. Just kind of think about, okay, what am I sensing from this person? Are they open? Have they been sitting in front of me with their arms crossed, you know, while we've been having this coffee meeting? Are they really open? And I found, Bill, and maybe you have another trick for this or another idea for it, but I found that diffusing some of that resistance by asking the question, would you humor me for a sec? Let's try something to see what it does for you. Fully knowing, I fully know, I'm 100% confident, not 99%, but 100% confident that when I say, let's just see what happens here with you. It's kind of easing them into it, and it seems to kind of chip away at that hard, that shell, that the shell of resistance. And inevitably, I'm trying to remember if I've ever had it not work, and I can't remember when they've completely resisted. And again, and if one doesn't work, hand them a glass of water and say, maybe, you know, when was the last time? I did this really quick. Let's finish with this story. I did, shortly after I did that same test with Diane Cook, I did the same exact thing on Roger Drummer. And I'm trying to remember if he approached me or if I approached him, because he's seen energy testing and he does it all the time and so he's very familiar with it. But it did not work with the M-Strides. It did not work. I pulled them out of my shoes and I put them underneath them and I looked at him and I thought, oh my goodness, I've never had it backfire like that before. And he just looked at me and he smiled. I said, what? And he said, well, I'm completely dehydrated. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and he said, I've literally not had any water to drink today. And I went, oh my goodness, I could slap you. And he said, and furthermore, I've already got those in my shoes. So your extra pair underneath my shoes is not going to really make any difference whatsoever. But he said, I'm dehydrated. And he said, that's the dilemma that we're dealing. And it was really kind of a, not a letdown, but for me, it was like, take a deep sigh of relief because I knew and he knew that it wouldn't have worked anyways. Because if the body's not hydrated, we're really doing our disservice, and I know that our dear friends who are on the line, Phil and Gloria Offerly, have taught us so much, and I refer to that as well, that, you know, if we want the body to function, get some water in it, you know, if at all possible, make sure it's Nikan water, and then, you know, a little bit of real salt, and some of the jade greenzymes, just give the body a boost right from the get-go when we sit down with somebody, and it doesn't take much. And then let's have some fun, because then we've got a physical body, a human body, that'll really respond favorably.
Max, if I could add just two little, just
yes.
Four little things here, and I know we're running out of time. One of the biggest objections, and a lot of people are going to relate to this, is you're pushing too hard, or you're not pushing hard enough. Well, that used to throw me for a while, and I had a hard time dealing with it, and it just threw some confusion. But when you think about it, start from square one and calmly say to your prospect, well, let's just see where I'm pushing harder or weaker. And when you draw attention to when they're on the insole or using the water, that they test strong and say, look, I can press as hard as I want. This isn't a strength test. I just have to get resistance. And then when you take them off of the insole or whatever you're testing, and they test weak and you can show you're testing with two fingers, well, am I pushing harder or weaker? They could see it and they could feel it more. That is the biggest objection that you're going to hear with testing. So don't let it floor you. Work with it and work to your advantage. So, maybe we could use this in another session, Vance, but even testing, Giselle was standing here throwing a few things at me, standing there doing some self-testing with a set of a men's multi and a woman's multi. And her eyes were closed, and she had the men's multi, and she was moving backward, and she had the woman's multi, she was moving forward. So use those kind of creative things to test. Now, even... you've heard the name Bev Dobran and her MS condition, and I know Bev is listening this morning. We did some testing on her for all her different types of nutritional she had that were from the competitors. They tested pretty good in the bottle, but when we pulled out individual tablets, they didn't test very good. So again, just be watch how you're testing, and you can make this work better for yourself, and you're going to become a better coach, and you're going to become a healthier person, and you're going to have a healthier team.
And Bill, I want to just reiterate again, just as a quick review, for self-testing, holding them in your hand, eyes closed, standing up, you know, erect, get a good firm stance, putting it right up against your navel, up against your heart, close your eyes, and just see what happens to your body. If you tip backwards, not good. If you tip forward, that's good. And this is a simple way to discover. And I know other people, I know my mom, you know, she will even say things, this is good for me, this is good, and she'll repeat out, you know, this little phrase. And even if she repeats that, this is good for me, and it's not good for her, let's say it's a sugar cube, or if it's a, you know, multivitamin or an herb that is not going to work synergistically with her body, she'll tip backwards. And I've seen her do this, and it really kind of is not freaky, but kind of funny in the sense of watching your own mom, who she didn't go to school for this. She just learned this on her own, just like you did, Bill, and just like I did, and just having some fun with it. Bill, let's put a comma on this conversation if we can, and before you know, you're out every Saturday morning on the golf course before the weather starts to really warm up. Let's plan on a couple weeks, and right from the get-go of the call at the top of the hour, we'll just open the line, and people can, you know, just barrage you with a zillion questions, because as Chris Thayer just reminded me of, again, reiterating, going on YouTube, seeing how many different variety of energy tests are out there, I'll tell you the fastest way that you can expedite sharing and introducing NECAN to other people is letting the NECAN solutions do the talking. And, you know, as St. Francis of Assisi said, you know, preach the gospel in everything you do, use words if necessary. He was so right on with that statement, because we really should. Let our solutions be our mouthpiece. Let how people's bodies react to it, because it is extremely, extremely powerful. There'll be the analyticals out there that'll try and figure out what you're doing, and I've had people even comment to me about that demonstration I did with Diane Cook, and that's okay. That's okay, because as my dad taught me years ago, if they're not open, then you can just underneath your breath turn and walk away and say one word.
That's suffer. I had made a few notes, and under note 7C, it says, test for a solution, play with it. in a couple of weeks, yes, I'd be more than pleased to come back and talk more about this amazing topic, because I feel like I've only touched the bottom of the barrel here.
And I know, Bill, that if we open up the line, that'll allow other people to say, no, I don't understand exactly what you're saying, but can you, what about this? What about, you know, because there's so many different situations and scenarios out there. What about somebody who can't stand up? Somebody, you know, there's so many, and I think walking people through that would be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful treat, especially for me to hear so many different variety of things. So our dear friends, Bill and Giselle, I have to give her credit for being on the line as well, because her comments, and I know the different reminders have come through the back, through the phone line. And if you want to share this with somebody, all of our calls for the past 8 years are recorded at SaturdayAMLive.com. That's www.SaturdayAMLive.com. And I know that Steve is working today, so it'll be, you know, 24, 36 hours before he gets this recording up. But Bill, since you're so gracious, we know we'll have you back. And then there was one other reminder that I wanted to mention regarding the calls. If you missed last Saturday, which most of you, I think, on the line, you didn't, but if you did, go back and listen to what Shirley had to share with us. Very rarely do we get a treat like that. And it's just a wealth of information that's there. And we try and do our best to keep them concise in 30, 35, 40 minutes. Sometimes we run long, but there's just a wealth of information there available. And so that's all I've got. I want to wrap this up and end for now. And then I do have some announcements I want to make. So, Bill, Giselle, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Vance. Thank you so much for having us on.
And we'll talk to everybody real soon. Bye-bye for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.